becomes one, melted fully, then it becomes Rasaraj Mahabhav. Only a person having Mahabhav can understand this. I think that you are so lucky that you want to understand these things, and you are more in higher standard than me. So high thing. Pailai rag nain bhanga bhe. When it become, I don't know. Each time when Srimati Radhika and Krishna meet, they are in Purvaraj, always in Purvaraj. They have never seen before. They have never met before. After meeting thousand and lakh times, and Srimati Radhika is coming from where she was in night. Where she was? Still she is telling Srimati Radhika, who is he? I have never seen him. So always Purvaraj. But when Krishna went to Mathura or Dwarka, Srimati Radhika is telling it so much and telling this verse. Sab kusam satsama de. Pahila hi rag nayan bhang de. We saw each other. In first glance, rag came. Rag means? Anurag. Anurag. Real anurag came. And in no time it but
went higher?
Went higher and higher and highest point it came. In no time. And at once I felt that Nasu Ramani Raman, that you are not a Raman, I am not a Ramani. There were not two persons. There was no person at all. And both became
one.
As if anything given on pot and the melted, and anyone has done like so, and it became one. Where we are, who we are, how we are, nothing. Only prem is there. Only taste is there. Nothing else. O Sakhi, Duti, tell me, how Krishna is, how much? Krishna kaise hai?
How is Krishna?
Krishna. And tell him all these loving stories. So Krishna, that when we see each other, And this Anurag came and at once it
went up.
Gone up limit to cross the limit. And we became. There was no duty at all. No messenger, nothing. But how he, Krishna now, has
forgotten
me. Because the prem, now only prem is there, no trace of body, my I and you, but how Krishna forget? I cannot forget. Right? I know that at that time you are myself kidnapped Khojana. Such any messenger, duty or dut. Only five bands were there. And by this
five arrows.
माने जैसे कि चोट लगती है ना उत्पन्न होता है. The effect of five panch band are sammohan. Sambhan, poshan, tapan. Five things. Now, virag means separation. Is only duty. Krishna is Supurush. Supurush means he has every kind of good bhakti. He is so udar,
liberal.
He is so kind. He is bhaktavatsal. He is asisvatsal. He knows the heart of anyone. He cannot bear the
suffering
of anyone. And suffering and separation. Tell Krishna that you are Supurush, having all these qualities. But I am seeing opposite. Why I am seeing opposite? I am bad. I have no quality. But he has all qualities. But why he has forgotten all these things? So it may be that if he, our fault or durbhagya. Durbhagya means
misfortune.
He cannot forget. But we are seeing like that. So tell her that this is the Riti. Devahar, Parasar, and no, this is the mood of a good Purush.
Good man.
No. Having all good qualities, virtue. So this is certain. Is it a behavior of good lover after. This is outward living. I mean, those who are premis, rasic, they will think the interior mood of this. If a man has any attraction with any very beautiful sweet lady, and lady has sweet love with him, and when they are separated, what is the condition of that chaste lady? In this world, we can understand a very little thing, this thing. We can understand, but all these unnatural things.
Supernatural.
So this is Gopi friend and Radha. It is out of the world.
Why does she say that enjoyment is the messenger? What does that mean?
Enjoyment?
No.
Not
separation.
Separation.
Separation. What does that mean that it's the messenger?
That I will die, I am dying. And anyone will go to you and tell that she is dead or she has died. Especially when Krishna will come, return to Vrindavan, he will say that in a temple tree, Srimati Radhika is hanging, having the hand, embracing this tree, and without sense and life. Then this will be.
If they're one, why does she think Krishna will forget?
Hmm?
If they are one, if she feels they both feel they're one, why does she think Krishna will forget?
She is telling after that separation.
Hmm.
Now she is remembering something. And she is telling that this frame has become so that Krishna may forget, but how I can forget? I try to forget him, but it comes more. I try my level best, but I cannot.
There's one book called Prema Vivarta. Should we read that by Jagannanda Pandit?
But I don't know. The translation is authority or not. But this book is very good book. In beginning I have read it so many times. Still I have we quote the lines of this book. It has been told the Kriti of Jagadananda Mahaprabhu, and he was Satyabhama like.
There is one verse there.
But
he says, you're cheating me. You're telling me that I'm a friend in Dwarka and I actually am a servant of Radhika. Why is he doing this? Why is Jagadananda thinking like this? In one verse, he tells Mahaprabhu, you are cheating me by telling me I am a queen in Dwarka. Why are you saying this? I am actually a maidservant of Radhika. There's only one verse there. Prembivarta. You remember this verse? You don't remember.
I remember only the things which he has told to avoid from all these. Saral Haiya. Be Saral. Saral means? Saral means kya?
Simple.
Simple. And if you are simple, then you can understand all the sikshas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't try to cover your aparad, anartha, and anything from your Gurudev.
That's a hypocrite.
Because Krishna knows everything. He will discover what you don't know. So don't have here kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, madsarya also. If you want to do bhajan of Krishna, be very simple, very simple.
Straightforward.
And don't do asatsanga.
Association of non-devotees.
He has told that who is bad association? Who? Our mind is itself. If you meet and try to have the man ki baat rakhne jaoge, if you want to keep the mind of mind, then you will be of nowhere. He has told so many upadesh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has published it. Very good. How a Vaishnava should be, he has told in that way.